91X News.
It's 25 degrees and cloudy at noon. Good afternoon. I'm Mark Venema. A quick traffic note for those that are driving in the city today. Belleville police are currently investigating a collision on Front Street at Victoria Street. Police say a motor vehicle and a pedestrian were involved, and police ask the public to avoid the area. The online voting has ended for Trenton High School's chance at TSN's Craft Celebration Tour, which would help build a new running track. Trenton faced Wallaceburg in a head-to-head vote. The winner, which will be known tonight, will receive $25,000 in upgrades and a live TSN broadcast in their town. Duncan Armstrong of Trenton High School says there's been a lot of support.
We're just plunking away. We've had kids in the labs all night, and we had lots of traffic through the school yesterday. We got lots of people voting in their work sites and their networks.
Armstrong also described how important this could be for the community.
This is huge. The money is a big thing, but if we get that TSN show here, that's going to just light up this city. You know, that's what it's about. This would be a super thing for our community.
Voting began at noon yesterday and has just ended. Trenton's mayor has launched a nationwide campaign to raise money for a monument to salute soldiers killed during the Afghanistan mission. Mayor John Williams says our troops now return from active duty. We must honor the lives of the 157 Canadian service members who died in the conflict. He hopes to raise $1.5 million for the monument, which would be unveiled next spring in Trenton near the military base. And there is an outbreak of the MRSA superbug at Belleville General Hospital. Hospital officials say the illness has been contained to a continuing care unit on one floor where fewer than five patients have tested positive for the bacteria, but none of the patients are showing any symptoms of MRSA. The hospital has separated infected patients from other patients, but is still allowing them to have visitors who wear protective gloves and a gown. Officials have also stepped up cleaning of the unit and medical equipment. Police have released the name of the five-year-old boy who was shot and killed on an Alberta reserve this week. Ethan Yellowbird was sleeping in his bed when he was struck once in the head by a bullet fired from outside his home on the Sampson Cree Reserve south of Edmonton. RCMP Sergeant Tim Tanugachi says investigators need the public's help in this case.
We're requesting the public's assistance. Anyone have any information is encouraged to contact the police or Crime Stoppers.
Mounties are investigating whether the shooting is gang-related and are on the alert for possible violent retaliation. Afghan President Hamid Karzai wept and made a plea for peace as he led thousands of mourners at the funeral of his murdered half-brother in Kandahar. Murray Brewster reports.
Hamid Karzai says even though the Taliban claimed to have killed his brother, he still wants to talk with them. The service for Ahmed Wali Karzai was held at a sprawling guest house in the city, which has been under lockdown in anticipation of possible violence. AWK, as he was known, was gunned down by a close family associate at his heavily fortified compound in the city yesterday. The Taliban claimed responsibility, although many who knew the killer said they doubted he was associated with the insurgency. Karzai's body was buried in the family plot in Kars, a village outside of the city. Murray Brewster, The Canadian Press, Kandahar.
Immigration Minister Jason Kenney says Indonesia has intercepted a ship that was smuggling humans, and he says there are signs the vessel was bound for Canada. Kenney says black marketeers must be made aware that Canada won't be a doormat for human smuggling. Since October of 2009, two ships have arrived in the Victoria area with a total of almost 600 Tamil migrants. The co-CEOs of Research in Motion says better days are ahead for the troubled BlackBerry maker, which is based in Waterloo. Jim Balsillie and Mike Lazarda says RIM has a new line of seven BlackBerry smartphones ready to hit the market. They call it the biggest product launch in the company's history. In the past 3 years, the value of RIM stock has plunged 80%. The four crew members of Atlantis are transferring tons of food and other supplies from the shuttle to the International Space Station, but they first had a special start to their day. John Belmont has more.
Elton John waking up the Atlantis crew with a song and recorded message.
Good morning, Atlantis.
And now that the sole spacewalk of the final shuttle mission is over, it's down to more work transferring nearly 5 tons of supplies to the International Space Station. Loadmaster Sandy Magnus.
1 year's worth of food. We're taking about 2,000 pounds of science equipment.
Atlantis Commander Chris Ferguson says this is a lot of work for his four-person crew, but they have the help of 6 other astronauts from the ISS. And before launch, he told me Magnus knows what she's doing.
Sandy says we're going to get all the cargo transferred and more, and we're going to get plenty of sleep.
I'm John Belmont.
Water levels above the McLeod Dam are going down, but it's all for a good cause. Quinte Conservation is lowering the water levels to be able to install a new liner on the east side slope of the head pond. Water levels will only be affected in between the McLeod and Lazier's Dam, which is under a kilometer in distance. Workers are currently making sure all the fish are out of small pockets in the river, and Water Resources Manager Brian Keane expects everything to be finished and back to normal in September. That's 91X News to 1206. Sports is next.
Are you tired of 1-minute showers?
Is your well keeping you a prisoner?
Don't let your well worry you anymore. Contact Larry at morewater.ca. More Water can repair your drilled well for far less than drilling a new one.
Visit morewater.ca or call Larry at 613-378-6755. That's 613-378-6755.
The National League is back on top in the All-Star game. Prince Fielder hit a three-run homer, and Roy Halladay and his relievers combined on a six-hitter to lead the National League over the American League 5-1. That gives the NL its first two-game winning streak since the mid-1990s. The National League now boasts home field advantage in the World Series. Fielder was named the game's MVP. The Edmonton Oilers parted ways with center Andrew Cogliano, sending the 24-year-old to Anaheim for a second-round draft pick in 2013. The former first-round pick hasn't missed a game in four NHL seasons. Cogliano had 11 goals and 24 assists last season. And the Los Angeles Kings avoided arbitration with Belleville native Brad Richardson by signing the forward to a two-year contract with $2.35 million U.S. And the U.S. looks to dispatch France and advance to the final of the Women's World Cup today. The top-ranked Americans are coming off a thrilling penalty shootout win over Brazil. In today's other semifinal in Germany, Japan faces Sweden. Opening arguments will be heard in a Washington court today in the trial of former pitcher Roger Clemens. Baseball's only seven-time Cy Young winner is charged with perjury. More from reporter Stephen Portnoy in Washington.
The jury that will hear the charges against Roger Clemens is overwhelmingly female. 10 women and 2 men. People who told the court they had little interest in baseball. Clemens' attorneys contend the matter should have never come up before Congress in the first place. But prosecutors say that doesn't matter. It did come up. They say Clemens lied, and they can prove it.
Clemens is accused of lying to a U.S. congressional committee in 2008 when he said he never took performance-enhancing drugs. And it looks like it could be a wild opening to the British Open. Strong winds are forecast for tomorrow, prompting organizers to warn that some tees may have to be brought forward to make the course playable. Gusts of up to 48 kilometers an hour are forecast for the first two rounds at Royal St. George's. An outspoken Pittsburgh Steeler, James Harrison, is making headlines again. The star linerback calls NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell a crook and a devil, among other insults, in the August issue of Men's Journal magazine. Harrison has been heavily fined by the league in the past for illegal hits. Send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports 91x weather. Today, increasing cloudiness and a chance of showers this morning and early this afternoon. Becoming mainly sunny this afternoon, we'll see a high of 25. Tonight, clear, a low 15. Sunny tomorrow, a high 26, and Friday sunny, a high 27. At 12:09, it's 25 degrees. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm Mark Venema.